Are you ready to break the sound barrier again? A few major airlines sure hope so. From America's number one travel radio show, this is your Arm World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. Not everyone can remember the Concorde, that supersonic jet flown by Air France and British Airways that exceeded the speed of sound, also called Mach 1. After all, Concorde's last commercial flight was 19 years ago. I was fortunate enough to fly Concorde several times, and it was always a thrill to go between New York and London in 3 hours, 4 hours faster than today's flights. But it was expensive, as much as $12,000 round trip. Recently, both United and American Airlines promised tens of millions of dollars to one manufacturer that hopes to build the next generation of supersonic aircraft. United announced it would buy 15 of its new jets from Boom Supersonic. American said it would take 20. Japan Airlines and Virgin Atlantic also have cut deals with Boom. Now, Boom estimates its first planes will enter service in about 8 years, and seats will cost about as much as a business class seat costs today. That would be a major step forward. More travel info at armworldtravel.com.